Okay, so picture this. You're super pumped to finally snag that awesome e-bike you've been eyeing. You're ready to go. You plunk down your hard-earned cash, eagerly await those updates, and then nothing, silence. That's the situation hundreds of people found themselves in after buying into Fuel, the company launched by motorcycle legend Eric Buell.
It's crazy, right? You'd think a company with Eric Buell's name attached to it would be like golden.
Exactly. This isn't just your typical business story, though. It's a wild ride of big promises, crowdfunding gone wrong, and the question of whether even legends can truly make it in the electric vehicle market. To really understand how Fuel went from hero to zero, we got to rewind back to 2019 when they first hit the
Oh
scene.
yeah, 2019, that was like peak EV mania. Everyone was on the hunt for the next big thing, the next Tesla.
Right. Everyone's trying to figure out who would be the next Tesla and who better to lead the charge than Eric Buell. I mean, we're talking about a guy practically synonymous with revolutionizing motorcycle design.
Yeah, he was the innovator.
This guy was a legend. High-performance bikes, a stint at Harley-Davidson, we're talking about a serious track record of innovation.
For sure. And his designs, man, they were different. Bald. Always pushing the limits. People were expecting that same Buell magic with Fuel.
Absolutely. And they came out swinging with two main product lines. You had the Fluid e-bikes designed for city riders, all sleek and practical, perfect for navigating the urban jungle. The Fluid One, their first model, actually did pretty well.
Yeah, but the Fluid 2 and Fluid 3, the later models, those are the ones that ran into some major roadblocks. But we'll get into that.
Oh, we'll definitely unpack that roller coaster, right? And then there's the showstopper, the crown jewel, the Fluid e-motorcycle. This thing looked like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, a 150-mile range, a design that screamed future. And of course, all that came with a price tag to match almost 14 grand.
$14,000. But you can't fault Buell for aiming high. He wasn't content with just another e-bike. He wanted to redefine the whole e-motorcycle game.
He was a visionary, for sure. But that ambition, combined with their decision to go the crowdfunding route, well, that's where things took a turn.
Crowdfunding, it's like a double-edged sword, right? Amazing for startups to get that initial cash, especially in a hot market like EVs.
Oh, totally. But the pressure to deliver.
Immense pressure. When Fuel launched their Indiegogo campaign for the Fluid 2 and 3, they went all out. They promised the world.
People bought into the vision, the Buell name, and the promise of these game-changing e-bikes. And they weren't messing around. They raked in a cool $1.5 million.
$1.5 million. Talk about exceeding expectations.
Right, 1.5 million bucks. Clearly, people were ready to put their money where their mouth was. But this is where things get interesting. Remember how I mentioned crowdfunding comes with pressure? Well, Fuel's Indiegogo campaign used a very specific word, guaranteed. They guaranteed bike deliveries.
Not exactly the word you want to throw around lately, especially in the world of manufacturing, where things can change at the drop of a hat.
And that guarantee, that's going to come back to haunt them.
Oh, yeah, big time.
So tell me more about these roadblocks you mentioned. What happened with the Fluid 2 and 3 production?
Well, they got hit with some serious delays, and I'm not talking about minor hiccups. The main culprit was a key component, the Valeo mid-drive motor.
So this wasn't just a loose screw somewhere.
Not even close. This type of motor is essential for an e-bike's performance. It affects everything from how smoothly the power is delivered to how efficient the bike is.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with the heart of the machine. And to make matters worse, Fuel had just shown off a working Fluid 3 at Eurobike 2023.
Eurobike is basically the Super Bowl of the e-bike world, right? It's where companies go to unveil their latest and greatest.
They had a working prototype, which is amazing. But scaling that up to mass production, getting those motors to behave and hundreds or thousands of bikes is a whole different ballgame.
Exactly. And unfortunately for Fuel, those production woes were just the beginning.
Ugh, you're killing me here. What else did they have in store for them?
Let's just say it was a bit more complicated than a loose screw. Turns out beneath those production headaches, a bigger issue was brewing: money troubles.
Money trouble. Seriously, they raised $1.5 million. You'd think they would factor in things like shipping costs.
You'd think so, right? But that's the thing about these rapidly growing companies, especially in a market as unpredictable as EVs. Things can change in a heartbeat. Raw material prices go up, unexpected production delays pop up, and suddenly that perfectly crafted budget goes out the window.
And to add fuel to the fire, they went completely silent.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the anxiety of all those backers who were promised a guaranteed e-bike?
It's a classic recipe for disaster. Transparency is absolutely crucial in any business, but especially when it comes to crowdfunding. You're asking people to believe in a vision, a promise. When communication breaks down, trust erodes faster than a cheap battery in the cold.
So did anyone raise a red flag? Does Fuel try to explain what was happening?
Eventually, they broke the silence, but not with the news anyone was hoping for. Those whispers about money troubles, yeah, those turned out to be true. Even with millions raised, Fuel simply couldn't keep up, let alone cover the costs of getting those bikes to their customers.
So what happened next? Refunds. Did those guaranteed bikes magically appear?
Unfortunately, it wasn't that simple. In October 2024, Fuel officially filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy. For those of us who don't speak legalese, what does that actually mean?
Think of it less like hitting the reset button and more like the final curtain call. Chapter 7 bankruptcy essentially means business death. It means Fuel as we know it is done. Whatever assets they have left get sold off. It's like a going out of business sale, but with a side of heartbreak.
And what about the people who invested in this dream? Did they get anything back?
The outlook isn't good. Creditors, the people Fuel owes money to, they get first dibs on whatever scraps are left. And for those who pre-ordered a Fuel bike, well, they joined a very long line of people hoping to recoup at least some of their losses.
Man, that's rough. Imagine being so excited for that e-bike, planning out your rides, maybe even selling your car. It's more than just a product. It's an investment in a vision. To have that ripped away with the added sting of financial loss, that's got to be tough.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about the human cost. Hundreds of people left disappointed, frustrated, some even feeling betrayed. They put their faith in Eric Buell and his legacy. This wasn't just a failed product launch. It was a very public stumble for a legend.
It really makes you wonder about the promises made through crowdfunding, especially for something as complex as an e-bike. Where do you draw the line between a bold vision and setting unrealistic expectations?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And while we can sit here and analyze what went wrong with Fuel, there's another layer to this story. Fuel's experience isn't unique in the e-motorcycle world.
Really? Now this is where things get interesting. Yeah. Tell me more.
Well, just as Fuel was dealing with their bankruptcy, another big name in the e-motorcycle scene was facing a similar fate. Energica, an Italian company that was making some serious waves in the industry, announced they were closing up shop.
No way. Energica, they were making some really cool bikes. Mm. What happened? Did they fall into the same crowdfunding trap as Fuel?
Not exactly. They pointed to a crisis in the electric market, declining investments, and of course, the always fun global economic downturn.
So it wasn't just Fuel dealing with these issues. Sounds like a perfect storm brewing in the e-motorcycle market. Were these companies just too ambitious, biting off more than they could chew? Or were there bigger forces at play?
That's the question, isn't it? Were companies like Fuel and Energica just casualties of an industry that's still trying to find its footing? Or could they have avoided this? Could they have navigated those challenges with a different approach? A bit more foresight, maybe. A little sprinkle of luck.
It's like a Greek tragedy, in a way. You have these visionaries with groundbreaking ideas, and then fate throws a wrench in the works, and it all comes crashing down.
And the saddest part is it leaves everyone wondering what could have been different. Were they too focused on pushing the boundaries? Not focused enough on building a sustainable business? Did relying on crowdfunding create a situation where expectations were just too high? And did that back them into a corner?
It's always easier to look back and point fingers. But those are some really interesting questions. Should Fuel have played it safer? Maybe start with a less ambitious design? Something that wouldn't have blown their budget when those production problems inevitably popped up.
It's possible, but would that have really worked for a company like Fuel? I mean, Buell was all about pushing the limits, innovating. Would a more cautious approach have alienated their core audience, the people who were drawn to his bold vision?
It's a tough situation. Play it safe and risk getting lost in the noise, or swing for the fences and risk striking out. And in Fuel's case, that guarantee they made during their crowdfunding campaign, that has a whole other layer to everything.
Okay.
Did that one word, that promise, set them up for failure right from the start?
It's definitely possible. Crowdfunding can be amazing, but it's a double-edged sword. It's like a high-stakes poker game where you're betting on yourself, on your ability to deliver. And Fuel? They went all in with a hand that, in hindsight, might have been too risky.
It's a cautionary tale, for sure. For the dreamers and the backers.
Mm-hmm.
As consumers, it's so easy to get caught up in the hype, the promise of something completely new and groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've seen, it's important to balance that enthusiasm with a bit of skepticism. To look past the hype and ask those tough questions.
Absolutely. Whether you're starting a new company or thinking about investing in one, due diligence is key. Don't just get swept up in a flashy crowdfunding campaign. Dig deeper. Really look into the company, the product, the market.
Exactly. Look beyond those fancy presentations and promises of changing the world. Understand the risks, the challenges, and remember, even legends can stumble. And those stumbles, they can have a ripple effect that goes way beyond a single company.
I think we've done a pretty good job breaking down the rise and fall of Fuel. We've talked about their ambitious beginnings, the ups and downs of crowdfunding, the tough realities of the EV market, and the unfortunate consequences when promises are broken.
We've also uncovered some hard truths about the e-motorcycle industry, the importance of being open and honest, and the constant need for a healthy dose of skepticism. It's been quite a ride, full of twists and turns and a whole lot of what-ifs.
But at the end of the day, it's a story worth telling. A reminder that even when things don't go as planned, the pursuit of innovation goes on. The EV revolution isn't over. It's still finding its way, learning from its mistakes, and hopefully creating a path toward a more sustainable future.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Until next time, keep those wheels turning, those brains churning. And remember, sometimes the most important lessons come from the most unexpected places.